Our next game is about sports teams. Remember, there is no I in team, but there is an I in I don't know anything about sports teams. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Anna Danziger-Halpern. You're a historian and adjunct professor.
That's right.
Fantastic. So do people always expect you know everything about all of history?
Everything.
Everything about all of history.
Everything. They'll just come up to me and say, oh, so do you know a lot about this one person in this one time, the obscure situation? No.
And you say no?
No. Or I'll say, oh, yeah, that sounds interesting.
Fantastic. Anna, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Corey Wisk. You manage a stadium in New Jersey. You've been working there 9 years, and you say you see something different every day.
That's right.
Okay, so what's something exciting that you saw recently?
Well, we had a major event.
Yeah.
WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
Which was pretty interesting.
Sure.
So I got to see a bunch of former professional wrestlers backstage. So that was new.
Yeah. Did you shake hands with them?
Or? No, just kind of observed and
just watched
nerd
them.
Out in the corner.
Nerd out in the corner. Awesome. Corey, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Remember, Anna and Corey, whoever has more points after two games will go to the final round. Let's go to your first game called Away Games. Many professional sports teams have names reflecting the history and culture of their city, like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Sometimes professional sports teams move to a new city but keep their old name, even if it no longer makes any sense. So we're going to ask you questions about teams that have moved. You tell us the team name and where it plays now. Ring in to answer. Here we go. This basketball team was named in honor of Minnesota's thousands of bodies of water. In 1960, the team moved to a drought-prone city in Southern California. Anna.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
You got it. Yeah.
New Orleans' rich musical heritage inspired this basketball team's name. But in 1979, the team traded Louis Armstrong for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, thus moving from the nation's biggest party to the nation's non-existent party. Corey.
Utah Jazz.
Yeah, that's right.
In 2001, these mean brown bears migrated from the mountains of Vancouver to Tennessee, where only black bears live. Watching them on the basketball court, you'd think they're still in hibernation. Yeah, that's right, Anna.
The Memphis Grizzlies?
Yeah, that's correct. That's right, we just did an NPR sports burn.
Yeah, very uncharacteristic.
It's very treatable.
In the late 1800s, this public transit-themed Brooklyn baseball team got its name from how good its fans were at jumping out of the way of electric trolley cars. The team moved west, and now most of its fans are stuck in traffic on the 110. Corey.
The LA Dodgers.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I also learned that obviously when electric train cars were introduced and everyone was used to trolley cars being drawn by horses, they all of a sudden had to jump out of the way. They weren't used to that.
Right, because the horses would stop when they saw a person in the street.
Right.
Not the robot trains.
No, not the robot trains. Now it would be called the Brooklyn subway is delayed due to train traffic ahead. This Baltimore football team was named in recognition of the Preakness Stakes thoroughbred race. Then it moved to the home of the Indy 500, trading horses for horsepower. Corey.
The Indianapolis Colts.
That is correct.
Sometimes a team moves to a city where its name makes more sense. Take this basketball team, founded in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where its owner ran a foundry that produced engine parts. They were firing on all cylinders when they drove up to the Motor City. Corey.
The Detroit Pistons.
That's right.
Yeah. This is your last clue. This basketball team was named for the ballistic missiles developed on the super chill beaches of San Diego, but then it moved to Texas, where Mission Control calls the game. Anna.
The Houston Rockets.
That is correct. That was a very close game. Corey is in the lead. If you lettered in high school, not for athletics, but for the competitive crossword team, you should be on our show. Go to amatickets.org. Coming up, we have more of actress and comedian Retta. Retta began her career as a chemist, so she was always well-versed in blowing up. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.